إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is your raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strang, and every strang is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and listen to the recitation and the translation and the tafsir of Suratul Jumu'ah today on Yawm al-Jumu'ah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yusabbihu lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardi al-malik al-quddus al-aziz al-hakim. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين.
ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله سبحانه وتعالى he says in Surah Al-Jumu'ah whatever is in the heavens and whatsoever is on earth glorifies and magnifies Allah Al-Malik Al-Quddus Al-Aziz Al-Hakim Al-Malik the King of the heavens and the earth and the controller of this world and the hereafter. Al-Quddus, the one who is free from all defects and deficiencies, the one who is described with perfection. Al-Aziz, the Almighty, who is strong in his revenge against his enemies. Al-Hakim, the one who is most wise in the running of the affairs of this world and the hereafter. It is he who sent amongst the illiterate a messenger from amongst them, reciting to them his verses and purifying them, and teaching them the book and the wisdom, and before that they were in manifest error. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is sent to the illiterate, to those who couldn't read or write, the Arabs. And he is a messenger from amongst them, meaning he is an illiterate Arab also, salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. He recited to them his verses, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verses, the Qur'an. And to purify them from shirk and kufr and disobedience to Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to teach them the book, to teach them the Qur'an, how to recite it properly, and how to implement the verdicts in the Qur'an in their lives, and to teach them the wisdom, or the hikmah, and this is the sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and before that they were in manifest error. Before the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them with the Qur'an and the sunnah, they were in manifest error. And this ayah does not show that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the Arabs only, as it appears, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayat, and those and others from amongst them who have not come yet. And he is Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. Others who have not come yet from amongst them, others than the Arabs who are with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other than them from amongst them, meaning they are still Muslim because they are from amongst the Muslims who have not come yet, meaning the non-Arabs and the others from amongst the Muslims who have come after the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah is Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, all the Almighty and strong in His revenge against His enemy, the All-Wise and the controlling of the affairs of this world and the hereafter. But to make this point clear so that no people misunderstand this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, O humanity, I'm the messenger of Allah to all of you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And we have not sent you except to be a messenger to all of humanity, a bringer of glad tidings and a warner, but most of the people do not know. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you except to be a messenger and a mercy to all of the worlds. وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we sent you to humanity as a messenger. So Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim al-Qurashi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the last prophet and messenger to all of humanity. And though he was sent to the Arabs there, and he was amongst them and amongst the illiterate, that his message and what he has been sent with from the Quran and the Sunnah is from all of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continues with this verse as He says, this is the favor or the bounties of Allah. He gives to whoever He pleases. And Allah is the owner of the magnificent bounty. The likeness of those who have been given the Torah to carry it, did not carry it. Is the likeness, and they did not carry it, it is the likeness of donkeys carrying large books. Evil is the example or the likeness of those who disbelieve in the verses of Allah, and Allah will not guide the wrongdoing people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, the likeness of those people who have been given the Torah to carry it and they did not carry it, meaning those from the Jews and the Christians who have been given the revelation of Allah ta'ala, the Torah, to believe in it and to practice it in their lives, they did not practice it. So their example is like the example of a donkey or donkeys. They carry large books on their backs, but they don't understand what is in the books, and it doesn't benefit them or anyone else. Evil is the example of those who disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, referring to the Jews and the Christians, and Allah would not guide the wrongdoing people. Say, O you Jews, if you think that you are the friends of Allah, an exclusion to the rest of humanity, then desire death if you are truthful. Meaning, if you think that you are close to Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, and has favored you over the rest of the people, then desire death, so that you don't have to continue with the hardships and the difficulties and the sorrow and the grief of this world, and you can be resting in Jannah and enjoying the pleasures of Allah Ta'ala, since He's your friend and He chose you over the rest of the people. And Allah, He knows well about the wrongdoing people. Say, indeed, the death that you are fleeing from will certainly overtake you. And then you will return to the knower of the unseen and the seen, and He will inform you of that which you used to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, excuse me, I was leaving out a part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that they will never desire death because of what their hands have put forth. And Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. The Jews, they know that they did wrong in this world by disbelief, and the Prophet and Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was to come, and by killing prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of the crimes that they committed in this world of using usury and interest and other things, then they are afraid to desire death because they know the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming to them. So Allah says, that death that you are running from, it will soon overtake you. And then you will return to the knower of the unseen and the seen, and he will inform you of that which you used to do. This is the first part of the recitation and the translation and the tafsir of Yawm al-Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the understanding and the practice of this surah, and we'll continue. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى continues in this surah, Surah Al-Jumu'ah, as he says, O you who believe, when the call is made for salah on the day of Jumu'ah, hurry to the remembrance of Allah and leave off trade that is better for you if you but knew. O you who believe, O you who are Muslims, who believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the call is made for salat, when the adhan is made after the imam stands on the minbar and greets the Muslims with assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, when the call is made for the salat, the adhan, hurry to the remembrance of Allah. Hurry to the khutbah of the imam on Yawm al-Jumu'ah and to remember Allah by listening to his verses and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the khutbah, and then establish the salah for the remembrance of Allah. And leave off trade, meaning leave off work and everything else that you do. This is better for you if you knew what was best for you and what was most harmful to you by working during the time of the khutbah on Yawm al-Jumu'ah and the establishment of the salat. And when the salat is over, then hurry in the lands and desire the bounties of Allah and remember Allah often so that you may be successful. When the salat is over on Yawm al-Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us permission to hurry back to work or to hurry back to business and trade, desiring the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His bounties, and to remember Allah. To remember Allah on the day of Jumu'ah and the khutbah and during the salah, and also remember Allah in all of your affairs and in your life, in the daytime and in the nighttime, so that perhaps you may be successful. Because the successful one is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives success. Allah Ta'ala, He continues as He says, and when they see business or the opportunity to make money, and amusement or the opportunity to have fun and play, then they hurry into it and they leave you standing. Say, that which is with Allah is better than the opportunity to make money and to have fun, and Allah is the best of the providers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, when they have the opportunity to make money, to work or business transactions or what have you, and they have the opportunity to have fun or amusement, the movies or videos or TV or whatever, then they turn to that and they leave you standing. Meaning they leave you, O Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, standing on the minbar, giving the Jumu'ah to only 12 people, while everyone else is out there having a good time, buying and selling and making money. Tell them that the opportunity to make money, that which is with Allah, from the rewards of Jannah and everything that is in it, is better than the opportunity to make money and to enjoy yourselves and have fun. And Allah is the best of the providers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the best of the providers. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can provide for you. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by listening to the khutbah on Yawm al-Jumu'ah and establishing the salah and making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases you and your provisions, and He allows you the chance to enjoy yourselves with that which is halal, as this is better for you and Allah is the best provider. There's been two authentic hadith collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim connected to this surah, Surah al-Jumu'ah. The first one is the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, qala, كنا جلوسا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأنزل سورة الجمعة وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم قال قلت من هم يا رسول الله فلم يراجعه حتى سأل ثلاثا وفينا سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه وضع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يده على سلمان ثم قال لو كان الإيمان عند ثريا لناله رجال أو رجل من هؤلاء. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, he said that we were sitting with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when Surah Al-Jumu'ah was revealed, and other than them who have not come yet, we said, who are they يا رسول الله؟ And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't answer until they asked the question three times. And in our midst was Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he placed his hand on Salman and he said, if al-Iman, if belief was on a thuriya, one of the stars in the sky, then a man from amongst them or men from amongst them would have reached it. And this is authentically collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's speaking about those Muslims who he has been sent to sallallahu alaihi wasallam other than the illiterate Arabs. And these Muslims who will come after him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who haven't come during his time, that those Muslims, they would have believed in this deen even if they would have had to travel to a star to get the iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. The next hadith is the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu qal aqbalat ayrun yawm al-jumu'ah wa nahnu ma'a nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fathara al-nasu illa 12 rajulan فأنزل الله وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها. And this is also collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وجابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما, he said that a caravan came on the day of Al-Jumu'ah and we were with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the people, they went to the caravan except 12 people. And Allah, he revealed, and when they see the opportunity to make money and have amusement, then they hurry headlong into it. And this hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Jabir radiallahu anhu, he's talking about what took place on the day of Jumu'ah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was on the minbar giving the khutbah to the people. And when they heard the caravan coming and the opportunity to make money and to enjoy themselves, they just walked out of the masjid while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving the khutbah to go engage in earning a living for themselves and to have a nice time with the caravan, except for 12 people who remained in the khutbah listening to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and establishing the salah for them. This is the recitation and the translation and the tafsir of Surah Al-Jumu'ah, and there are many virtues in this surah, but we want to focus on one of them inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he teaches us that he is the best of the providers, that you don't have to leave off obedience to Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to earn a living for yourselves. Don't fool yourselves, don't trick yourselves, don't be deceived by the opportunity to make money or to enjoy yourselves, that this is better for you than the remembrance of Allah and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the performance of Yawm al-Jumu'ah, by listening to the khutbah and making the salah. Oh, how many Muslims have been tested, and they're probably at work right now while we're on the minbar delivering the khutbah for Yawm al-Jumu'ah. They're at work leaving off the remembrance of Allah, and when they're questioned they say they're earning a living for themselves. Who is the provider who provides for you? He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave off work, leave off trade, leave off the opportunity to make money or to have fun and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by establishing Yawmul Jumu'ah, by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stop being tricked and deceived that you can't provide for yourselves until you disobey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by not performing or establishing the salah and listening to the khutbah on Yawmul Jumu'ah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm advising you, from the time that you get a job, that you let your employers know that you will be establishing the Salatul Jumu'ah and listening to the khutbah on the day of Jumu'ah. And that you should not be, I'm warning you, do not be from amongst the disobedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who read or have the Quran and been entrusted with it, and then they don't let it benefit them because they missed the khutbah and the salah or Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your provider. And whenever you want wealth, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He commanded you, and then go out into the earth and earn the bounties of Allah, and remember Allah often so that you may be successful. And likewise, as we have called you just the other week, to give $100,000 to complete Masjid Ahl Sunnah by completing the ceiling and the carpet and some of the other small things here in Masjid Ahl Sunnah. Commanded you to give your wealth for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you to give you your wealth and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not reward you tenfold or 700 times that, or even more times than that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills? Give your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't be like the Jews and the Christians who have came before you, who've listened to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revelation, and then they disbelieved in it, and they didn't practice it in their lives. Be like those who believe, those who benefit from the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They listen to it, and then they practice it. Oh Allah, increase us in Iman with the recitation of the Qur'an. Oh Allah, increase us in Iman with the recitation of the Qur'an. Oh Allah, make us from amongst those who read your book and practice it. Oh Allah, make us from amongst those who read your book and practice it. Oh Allah, don't make us like the Jews and Christians, those who listen to your revelation and then they disbelieve and disobey. But make us from amongst those who hear and obey. Oh Allah, make us from amongst those who hear and obey. Oh Allah, make us from the believers who have come after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba, that if we had to go to a far star in the sky to believe in this deen, that we would travel to that star to believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make us from the Muslims and die on this deen of al-Islam. Oh Allah, let us live our lives as Muslims and let us die on this deen of al-Islam. Oh Allah, let us live our lives as Muslims, following the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of our Salaf al-Saleh. Oh Allah, bless us with this and allow us to die on this. Oh Allah, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله.